Yeah, so remember we were talking about whether you need kavana for shechita, kavana for tefillah. So somehow the question came up, but a mitzvah shechita kavana, is that shaykh? And then Mark was asking about that, but it's like a question, right? So Ramban says, v'hadu pligi rav rabbi yochanan b'tefillah shelo v'kavana. This is on the Ramban alamad alam on base. So the fact they're arguing about tefillah, pligi v'tanoi v'shechita, and now tanoi arguing about shechita, without kavana. Dafka kimitzvos or bimitzvos halalu shehem matirem v'yesh b'am hechsher l'davar acher. They're by mitzvos which are a matir. They're a hechsher for something else. Tefillah materas yishel b'ayla v'shechita materas basel achila. Their nature is to be matir, to create a heter. They're not like an independent mitzvah in their own right, just a mitzvah to do shechita. There's no mitzvah to shacht or mitzvah to go on the mikvah. It's a way to create heter. Aval b'shar mitzvah shel chova, but by a chova's a mitzvah, yiboy kavana lotzeis, v'la'avar lo mayri klal. I'm not talking about that. Ela plug d'tanoi v'amaroi achrinihi, v'psachim v'rosh Hashanah, lo shaychim v'amach shmaitin klal. So it's totally different sugya. So you give mitzvahs, shechitah kavana, is like about mitzvahs chiyuvahs, you're chayav to do this, not hechsher. Ela bein l'rav, bein l'rav yochanan, the latzeis v'lavar, both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, who hold, let's say, by tefillah, you need kavanah, you don't need kavanah, right? The latzeis v'lavar, ikamar, ikamar, coming to either yotzei mitzvah or not, mitzvah's kavanah, it's, they could hold like this, they could hold like that, doesn't matter. They go either way. Okay, I don't know what it means, lavar. Latzeis means to be yotzei, and lavar means to violate. I don't know what it means exactly. I don't know, whatever. Okay. Dilemar, because you could say, going to one side, you could say, Machshirim Kili Tvei. You could say, Machshirim Omor Megel. You see, according to one sheet, the Machshirim Omor Megel, Debe Maisa Talinu Rachmana. Because you could say, the Machshir is just that the Maisa is done. And it's done. Who cares what you're thinking? Teda, the Hanaflam in Hagesher, Tahora, Lebesel Rav. If a woman falls off a bridge into the water, according to Rav, she's Tahor. She totally doesn't know what's going on. She just falls into the bridge. According to Rav, she's totally tahor for her husband. V'ilu misasig b'tekiel, divrei hakol lo yotza, kivin lo miskavin l'tekiel klal. Even according to the shita hold mizein shirus kavana, if it's misasig, you're not yotze. So you see, when it comes to mitzvah, you need some level of involvement to be yotze. But you see, for a tefillah, you could say it's a hachshir, and it's purely the mechanical thing of going to mikvah as a machshir. You're totally irrelevant to what you're thinking. So you see that they're separable, right? V'ulamar, and now he says on the other side, afilu yorda lehikar lo tahara. On the opposite extreme, the shidol is even if you're going in the water to her mikvah to cool down, it does make you tahar. V'dilma v'tekela shiyasri le'yotza. But perhaps you could say by the same analogous case by blowing for a shofar for music, you are yotzei. Kain early. So he's saying they're not dependent. You could say that in order to create taira, you have to be trying to be create taira. But in terms of doing a mitzvah, as long as you're trying to do that activity, yotzei a mitzvah. So he's saying there are different discussions. One is, what does it take to be yotzei a mitzvah, tzivoy Hashem? How involved do you have to be? He's saying everyone who is misasik definitely doesn't work for that. And there's different discussion in terms of bringing about a change in chalos, what's necessary for that? And there are different sukkahs, different questions. It's not, they're totally separate. So he's saying, don't confuse these two sukkahs. There are Tanam Aram here, there are Tanam Aram there, and there's another totally different sugyas. Okay? I saw in the Masifta, they want to bring down some later Rishonim, early Achronim, want to learn that they're tied in. That they're related, so they're not, they're the same, or they're related, or whatever. They say in the Eshkol, or the Aguda, and I was like, some sources I didn't look up, or it wasn't, but it seems like this is the way most of the Achronim also go like this, that they're separate questions. But there are some. I mean, there are other ways of looking at it, but I'm going to go through Ramban on this one, this is the way we were learning anyways, right? This is the way we were learning. So now let's see, we have one last piece here. Heichi dami, and we'll see if we can figure out Rashi. I mean, Rashi is especially challenging here, but Heichi dami nida shenensa vitava. We didn't leave with a problem, right? We're ready to go further. So what is the case, exactly, of a nida? Because the Gemara brought down, it's a machloka, so if a nida goes in the mikvah, the onas, with that intent, Is it work? Or does it not work? So this is Lamed Aleph based towards the bottom. Okay. So Machlokas was by Kodshim. Everyone agrees it doesn't work. Right? She needs to be have Kavana that she's going in the mikvah to be tar. But by Chulin, says Machlokas. Rav says it works for her husband. The Rav says it doesn't. Okay. So what's this case? What are we talking about exactly? So the verse is like this. If her friend forced her into the mikvah, right? Her friend forced her into the mikvah, tackled her, knocked her in, whatever it is, right? So then, kavana de chavrata, kavana maliyasahi. Her friend's kavana should be good, should suffice. Her friend is trying to do it. That's not no kavana, that's kavana. Her friend's kavana should work, right? The od b'truma nami achla. Not only does it work, even vis-a-vis truma, it works. And remember, the Gemara said when you do it without kavana, everyone agrees by kodshim it doesn't work. The only question was, what about by chulin? But this, if your friend does it, her friend does it for her, then everyone, even by kodshim, it's good. Because I'll show it to you. Tanan hacharashas v'hashota v'hasuma v'shenetra v'daita. All these people who are like napnei das. So in Yeshla and Bikechos, so let's say they want to be Mutter and Bia or in Shuma. So if they have friends who are, you know, intelligent or normal, Misaknos Osan. Oh, Bikechos Misaknos Osan, Ochlos and Shuma. So you could have women who basically take care of them. They could do Bedikos for them and they could put them in the mikvah and all that and they could eat Shuma. Right? So where's our Kavana? So apparently their friend could supply the kavana. So the friend could supply the kavana. Right? So you can't tell me, right? You can't tell me that the case where she goes in the mikvah be'anas is or someone else forces her. Because then that other person should be able to supply the kavana. Right? How does that work? How does that work? Like, they bring up a question. It's by shechita that didn't work. Like, cheresh katan. Says, and if you say you need kavana, cheshadan can't do shechita, even if someone's watching him. So the other person can't supply the kavana. How does the other person supply the kavana for you? I think Avi's right, is that if a woman, there's two ways to look at tefillah. You could look at, like, a gavra being tovel, okay? Woman acts as going in the mikvah, and it's defined as a maisa of tefillah letaira, the human action of taira, because that's what she's doing. She's involved in taira. Or you could have somebody dipping her in. The gavra could become like a chafza. It's like, yeah, just like a kli, I could dip a kli in, and I'm thinking that I'm being taira the kli. The kli doesn't have kavana, but I am being matbil the kli. Right? So I could be matbil another person. As her friend could push her in and be matbel her, like dip her in. There's such a thing as being tovel something else. There's such a thing as being tovel yourself, and there's such a thing as being matbel something else. So if woman X is matbel woman Y, so woman X could supply the kavana and could define it as a maisa adam of tefillah taira. And that works. That's what it's saying, is that in terms of defining the action, the action could be defined by the person who's going in the mikvah, or by the person, if the person is ba'anas, is totally like, and there's no na'das whatsoever what's going on, so then the person who's dipping them in could define it as, I'm doing matvila taira. I'm like a shota woman. So the one who's matvila is kavana, that she's like dipping her in just like a clay. And that's fine. And that's what it's saying from the Mishnah. You see, that's fine. So the case, so the Kavanah is asking, what's the case where a woman's going to the mikvah ba'anas? Is going without kavana. If it's talking about her friend does it, well, then her friend is has the kavana, could supply the kavana. It doesn't have to be where she chershat v'katan or whatever. It could even be just where the friend is doing the maisa. If the friend is dipping her in, then the actor is the friend, and the friend's das is kavana to be metayer, so therefore it could work. So the saying is, you can't say the case where you're going, we need this going to make without kavana is where her friend is putting her in, because then the friend will be able to supply the kavana. And that works. So the Gemara has to go looking for a new case. The difference is, like in Shechita, for instance, if Chershot V'Katan does Shechita and somebody's watching them. So how does the other person supply the Kavana? The other person doesn't do the Maisa. The other person's just a supervisor. But in tefillah, it's not just saying is the woman goes in the mikvah and somebody watches her and magically supplies kavana. It's the other person pushes her in the water. She actually dips her in the water. So the actor is the person who's being matbil then. But by shchita, if I watch a cher shel v'katan do it, all I'm doing is watching. I have nothing to do with the maisa. So tefillah is like it could be a two-person action. Yeah, if the other person holds their hand and does it, fine. Then the other person's doing the shchita or whatever. That's like a team shchita. That's not what I'm talking about. But here in tefillah, there's the person could be a gavra hatovel or a person could be a chafza, which is being nitval via the matbil, via the person who's dipping her in. And then that's, I guess that's a chiddush, but that's what's saying it's a Mishnah. You see that it works? Is that a person could be a chafza in the tefillah, and the mice of the das, kavana, could be supplied by the actor. And you're passive in this regard, vis-a-vis this tefillah, you're like a chafza, which is being nitval. And that works, and now this das could be supplied by the other. I saw they bring that in the Sittah Hilabin Achronim. Let's say you have a contrary das, could that prevent it? You know? Like the person who's being nitval have the opposite das. I don't want to be tavah tahar. Does it work? Yeah, that's like a very more sophisticated question, you know?
That's like a question.
Vis-a-vis this action, she's a chafza, because she's like misasik. She has no das of what's doing, and the other person is doing the action. That's the case. So someone else forces them to do it. Don't force them to do it. So then it's defined. There's like the maisa could be defined by the initiator of the action. So it could be tefillah could be an independent action where a person initiates it themselves, or it could be initiated by another person pushing them in. But then that's not like it's like I'm taking a dip, you're dipping me. So it's the actor is really the person who's doing the dipping. He's forcing you to do it. I don't know if that's the case by every action. But here, like the nature of the action of dipping is there's such a thing as dipping in another object or dipping in another person. That's a type of an action. But by shchita, there's no dip, no shchita in another person. There's no such thing as that. The mice of cutting the knife on the animal. Now I can't make somebody else do it, and it's not. Even if I put a gun to their head and tell them to do it, I'm not doing the shchita. Here, she's actually physically being tovalar. I don't know if it would work if she just tells her to go in. I don't know if that would work. It means she's actually putting her in the water. Right? So the person's... or pushing her in the water. Okay, so the Gemara says, if you want to look at it, it's Lamed Aleph on base, the very bottom. Okay? So it says... so Amar Rav Papa... So Rav Papa says, it depends. Depends whether you're of Nasan or the Ravana. So if you remember... Remember by Shchita, Rav Nassan Rabbanan. Rav Nassan held by Shchita, you don't need any das whatsoever. You don't need any kavana. Right? You don't need any kavana. Whereas Rav Nassan held, I'm sorry, the Chachamim held, you need kavana. Kavana for chaticha. Right? Not kavana to create hater basar for the matir, but you needed kavana for chaticha simanim or for chaticha. The Gemara called it for chaticha. Right, so that's a matter of what type of kavana was necessary by shchita. Right now, now according to Rabbi Yochanan, see Rabbi Yochanan held that tevilah, that nida and tchulin really always needs kavana, and shchita was an exception. Shchita was an exception. Because exerus akasav that you need shchita kavana by kodshim, and therefore shows you that by chulin not. That's Rabbi Yochanan. But Rav held that by chulin anita doesn't need kavana. Right. So for him, he doesn't have to say that shchita is any different than anita. He just has a general principle that you don't need kavana for chulin. Right. Now, what does that mean? No kavana. Well, you know what it means when it comes to the shchita. Rav Nassan the Chacham, Rav Nassan says you don't need any kavana for shchita. Rabbanan say you need kavana at least for chaticha, not for hamatering the basar, but right. So what I think what he's doing is, according to Rav, the Gemara is saying, he could generalize that the same thing is going to be the case by tefila. Okay? This is Rashi kind of fills this in a little bit. But so according to, so again, by, you hear him answering your question?
This is a Rav.
This is within Rav. Yeah. Well, I'll read it to you in Rashi in a second. So again, by shchita, you don't need kavana. What does that mean? Rav Nosson says you need zero kavana. You could just be throwing the thing down on the floor and it cuts it. Perfect. According to Rav the Chachamim, I'm sorry, that was Rav Nosson says no kavana. The Chachamim say you need kavana for chaticha simanim. Let's not like those for now. You need kavana for chaticha simanim, for cutting the simanim. You just don't need kavana that you're trying to make it mutter ba'achila. Right? You don't need that kavana. You don't need kavana to make it mutter ba'achila. For the effect, you just need kavana for the maisa of chaticha simanim. So it says, so what is it talking about here by the nida going in the mikvah without kavana? What's the case? So he says, it depends. L'Rabbi Nasan, L'Rabbi Papa, L'Rabbi Nasan, k'shenaflam in agasher. According to Rav Nosson, it means she fell off a bridge. She fell off a bridge. She had no intent whatsoever to do tefillah or anything. She fell off a bridge. The same way as you throw a knife down on the floor and it just, whoops, look at that. So you just fall off a bridge. Whoops, look at that. I wasn't in the mikvah. Right? I don't need any kavana. And he says, but L'Rabbanan, who holds that by shchita, even though you don't need kavana for heter basar, you still need kavana for the maisach shchita. So he says, she yared de leiker. She's going in the mikvah in order to cool off. She wasn't going in order to create taira. She's just going in order to cool off, to go swimming. Right? And it turns out, she did the maisa of going in the mikvah. And she knew she was doing the maisa of going in the mikvah. That's what she was doing. Just like you know you're doing chaticha simanim, but she doesn't have in mind. You don't need kavana for the effect, but you need kavana for the maisa. Right? So that it turns out, I'm rushing it complicated. I'm saying the way Rashi tells us to learn, and the simple way to learn, there's something we're saying. Is that it's the same question? The same way you have machlokas by shchita, where you say you don't need kavana, does it mean you need zero kavana, or it just means you don't need kavana for the effect? You just need kavana for the maisa. So the same thing by nida. If you need zero to kavana, the case could be you just fell in the mikvah, just fell off the bridge. If you say you need kavana for the maisa, just not for the effect, it could be you meant to go swimming. So you had kavana for the maisa, you had kavana for the effect. So that's going to be the machlokas. Right? That's going to be the machlokas, according to Rav. Again, Rav Yochanan learns, no, by nida, you do need kavana. By chulin, you do need kavana, and shchita is an exception because of a sevig zeres kasav. So then you can't compare these two things. But he's saying is that's only because Rav Yochanan's chumra, but Rav holds that really they're identical. So that's an exact parallel, and it's smooth, fine, everything's simple. Right? Works good. Let's look at Rashi. Okay, how we doing? Question? Rashi, a few Rashis. So it says like this. The Rabbi Nasan. It's like the third to last skinny line. The Rabbi Nasan, the Amar Lobo Yinan Kavana, Afila Chaticha. He also, you don't even need Kavana for cutting. Ude Kavase Hachaka Amar Rav. Right? And similar, so to here. So says Rav, Ali Bey, according to him. Right? See, that's what I didn't notice at first, but that's what he's saying. It's Rav as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Ude Kavase Hachaka Amar Rav, Ali Bey. I was going to say, according to him, Shenaflam and Agasher, Shalom is Gavin. The field Lerchot, she didn't even intend to wash. She just simply fell off the bridge. Uvi Rabbi Yochanan Lomidami Tfila Shriba. He doesn't compare it to Kadar Shukubas Shainis, because he learns the Kubas Shainis teaches you that you need Kavana. That's where he learns out that you need Kavana by Chulin in general. He says, Uvi Shriba, what?
I think
Zer Shukasa. Yes, Zer Shukasa. I skipped that part, but yeah. Uvi Shriba, Kra Kadar Shahach Shrik, the Mirin of the Galar Rahman of Masazik, and it's a separate exception by Shriba. That you don't need kavana. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, this Gemara, forget this Gemara. This Gemara is in, you can't, this is not talking according to him. But it's saying according to Rav, Shchita and Tefillah are identical. So that's what this Gemara is going to. So according to Rav Nosson, it's talking about where she just falls in the mikvah, totally falls in. Ul Rabbanan, deba'u miha kavana lechaticha, that they hold, by Shchita, you need kavana for cutting. Utekavasa betfilah machshir Rav alibayu. And according to Rav, the same thing is going to carry over to Tefillah. Right? So then, Kisha Yorda Laheker, he fills in here, Sheniskavna Lerechitza. She intended to wash herself. Lo Litval. Not to Tovel herself in the mikvah. Vinafla Kula Lesochamayim. And she fell, her whole body fell into the water. That last line is where Rashi makes things difficult.
Yeah, that's bad.
He should have just said she intended to go swimming. She intended to cool down. She knew she was going underwater. She was trying to go underwater fully, her whole body. But she wasn't trying to create Taira. She was doing it because she wanted to wash her hair out. Right? And that's not an exact case. She was intending to do the Maisa, exactly the right Maisa. She had Kavana about the Maisa, like by Chaticha Samanim. You have Kavana to do the Chaticha of the Samanim, the Maisa, you just don't have Kavana for the effect. So he should have said here, you have Kavana to do the Maisa Tefillah of going in the Mikvah, submerging. You just don't have a Kavana for the effect. I saw in the Masifta, that's the way the Ravid learns. Quotes the Shidin Vesu, quotes the Ravid. The Ravid learns that that's what it means. I think it's the Ravid. And maybe the Rebbeinu Gershon learned that way also. I mean, presumably he learns that way. He doesn't say otherwise. But that's just a straight way to learn. But for Rashi, for some reason, says the case is where she had in mind to go swimming, to cool down, which sounds like he means to wash part of her body. And oops, she fell in. She's Nansa, and she fell in, and her whole body went in. So, but she wasn't really having to do the Maisa Tefillah as we know it. She was only intending just to go swimming, to cool down part of her body. And now she fell in. Why is Rashi doing that? So the Shinu Vetzas, which I can't find, but they claim exists, says that the reason why Rashi does it is because the Gemara says, the case is, Idmar Nida Shenansa Vitavla. A Nida who makes a mistake, who's an answer, who's an abba'anas, she goes in, she's tabla. If you're saying is she just went for a dip, swimming, so where's the onas? There's no onas in that. She's just saying she went in below kavana. Nansa implies there was some sort of a mistake, a mishap, accident, something. So if someone throws her in, fine. If she falls off a bridge, fine. But if she just went to cool down, that's not onas. How's that at the Gemara's cases where she's an onas? What's the onas? That's just no kavana, it's not onas. So therefore, the Rosh Hashanah says, Rashi, that's why Rashi has to say, the case is that she was going in the mikvah, she was just going to go swimming, to cool down. And to cool down, you don't have to dip your head underwater, you just cool down, whatever, you just go in a little bit. And then she tripped, she fell, and her whole body went underwater. So that's going to be the case which is analogous to having kavana for chazicha. Right, you have kavana to do the maisa, but not for the effect. The problem is, this is bothersome to me, and I saw many people are bothered by this question, is that she didn't have kavana to do the maisa. Because isn't a maisa tefillah submerging yourself? She didn't have kavana to submerge herself. She had kavana to cool down half of her body. Right? To not submerge herself. To go halfway in the mikvah. So, like, let's add kavana for chaticha of one siman. Right? And then I did two simanim. Is that kavana for chaticha? Presumably, chaticha means chaticha. Tosos learns chaticha shnei simanim. What good is kavana that to do chaticha of a simon if it's not shchita, right? So that's a problem. That's a problem. What's Rashi doing? How is he learning? I mean, so why he's doing it, whatever. You could take as the word anansa, but bottom line is, what's the concept? How is that analogous to the case of chaticha shnei simanim? I mean, unless you'll say Rashi doesn't learn, like Tosos is learning. And say that all you need to do is a kavana of chaticha. But remember, by shchita, you need a kavana that a ketzer katan is incapable of this kavana. Right. Is incapable of this kavana. So it just means any little cutting, in the case ketan should. That's good. If you say you don't need kavana for shchita, I'm sorry, yes. If you say that you need kavana for shchita, right? Similarly, you need kavana for tefillah, but kavana for the maisa, not for the effect. Right, and then that would be good. Yes, that would be good. Not by Kajim, because by Kajim you need Kavana for Kriya Taira. But for here, it's good because you just need Kavana for the Maisa. But I'm saying is that the same Maisa? It's going in the Mikvah halfway, is that a Tefillah? That's not Kavana for a Tefillah. Tefillah, I would think. I mean, isn't Tefillah going and submerging? That's the idea. The way I would have learned, and the Kuvetosis will learn, is to say she went into cool off means she's doing the Maisa Tefillah. She wanted to cool off. The normal way you cool off is you go underwater, you cool off. That's part of cooling off, right? You really want to cool off. That's certainly reasonable. So the way you'd learn is her intent was to do exactly the Maisa Tefillah, just she had no intent for that effect, but she intent for the Maisa. So then it's the same thing, just like guys trying to cut this among him, no intent for the effect. Right?
There's nothing more to the Maisa than submersion.
Yeah, submersion. That's the Maisa. She's trying to submerge, just for a different reason.
Yeah.
So the saying is, you don't need kavana. The fact is the fact, but the maisa is maisa. You need kavana for the maisa. That's the way I would have learned. And it says nansa. I know, I kind of hear that. It's an interesting point, but whatever. I don't know. Right? But I mean, Rashi's adding in this new point. Right? This new point. The only thing is, by shchita, the Rabbanon hold that a cheir shatur katan can't do shchita. Right? Why? Why? Because they don't have kavana. So, and the Gemara says that they could have kavana to cut. Presumably, it's because they can't have kavana v'chati chasimana, and that's a specific kind of a thing. But you see that from that Gemara is that just kavana to kind of just taking a knife and go like this doesn't suffice. Kavana means you have to be intending to do the ma'isa, and what shchita is the ma'isa is something which a kavana can't do, because it's a very specific kind of ma'isa shchita. So if you're going to say that, it seems like kavana has to somehow be related to what the action is. But here you're saying it's just submerging.
That's what tefillah is. Okay, she's not doing the full submergence, but she's still command to do tefillah.
So let me see. I think what Mark and Rafi are saying the same thing. That I think that's just to say it a little, just a little sharper. But I think this is what you're saying is that. See, it's a chiddush though. But this is what it comes down to: is that how do you look at the difference between a person who goes up until their shoulders in the water, let's say, versus a person who goes underwater, submerges. Do you look at that as a qualitative difference or a quantitative difference? Are those two different actions? One is getting wet, and the other is submerging. You know, it's like going underwater, your whole body, it's like a new qualitative action called tefillah. And going halfway in the water is cooling down or whatever, is washing. The two different qualitative actions. If that's the case, then she didn't really have kavana for tefillah. She had kavana for washing. So she's so that's it. So it doesn't work. So it wouldn't work. That's the same thing as if you're trying to cut skin and you end up doing shchita. You're not doing chodi chesimanim. That's not kavana. You need to have kavana for the action. It's a different action. But the chiddush is that Rashi's holding that submerging your entire body is merely like a quantitative idea. It's like the furthest, the fullest submergence, the fullest dipping in the water. You could dip your body in the water halfway, you could dip it all the way. But it's just the full realization of the action of dipping, of going in the water. She's above a mayim kula. You know, you're going in, it's not like a new qualitative idea, but it's the fullest realization of going in the water. So if that's the case, she was being tovel. Now it's true, she was only being tovel. She had kavana to do a half of a tefillah. But now when she falls in and she ends up doing it, you'll say that she was involved in tefillah. It's true, not to this degree, but she was involved in the ma'isa and she had kavana as a ma'isa. Now you don't then say, oh, look at that, her tefillah was accidental. She didn't have kavana as tefillah. She did have kavana as tefillah. It's true, her kavanas tefillah was only for a certain percentage tefillah, and it was more, but that you don't then say that her action is without kavanah. Because the action, the quality of the action she was doing, she really was not chavin for it. And it's true, the quantity is necessary for the effect. But you don't need kavanah for the effect. You just need it to be that you were involved in that action. You need to be involved in that action. So he's holding, or she's holding, is that is the action. The action, it's not a different action. If you're going in the water and you're keeping your head above the water, it's the same action. It's just that you're involving yourself in it more fully. But that doesn't matter. He's holding is that the kavana for the action is just for the quality of the action. Now you could argue that it wouldn't be the same thing by simanim. Because you could argue chaticha simanim isn't just a quantity, it's a quality of severing the simanim. So if you were just having kavana to make a little hole in the pipe, and then your hand slipped and whatever, and you cut the whole pipe, you could argue that that's a different quality. One is destroying the semen, severing it, rubo kikulo. The other is just making a nick, cutting the semen. That's a different, I don't know, I'm not sure. You could argue it's different, but it is possible to differentiate, because in one of them you're destroying the semen, the other one the semen still exists, just making a cut. But here, you're just going in the water, and it's more of you which is going in the water, but that's just quantity. Now, I'm saying it's a chiddush because I think I would have said that submerging is a new quality. And until you're fully in the water, you're not submerged. Halachically, you didn't do anything. You only make it halfway. Well, I had to, you know, the mikvah. Well, I went halfway. What do you mean halfway? There's no sense going halfway. Your whole body. If you didn't go in, you didn't do anything, right? Which might be true in terms of the effect, but it could be Rashi's learning. In Maisa, you did do half the Maisa. You're just lacking in quantity. It's true. You're not halfway tahar. The effect only comes when you do the whole thing. But I did the whole thing. Now, did I have kavana? Well, I had kavana for the Maisa. It's true. I didn't have kavana for the quantity. But you don't. Then, if the quantity changes, that the kavana doesn't relate to the quantities of the thing. It's just whatever, it's how much I did it. But as long as I can want it for the action, now you'll say when I did it, so then I was involved, the human being was involved in the tefillah. Because the human being was involved. That's what you're saying. You're starting to do the tefillah. You were involved in the, you're thinking, I'm doing tefillah, I have my body. So now it turns out you did the whole thing. Great, fine. That's what I was involved in anyways. Just quantity is different. But it only makes sense. I think that's what you have to define the point. Is Rashi's chiddush. It's not pashut. It's because he's looking at tefillah's kol gufo as a quantitative idea. In Maisa, at least, it's a quantitative realization, the completion of the quality of tefillah. I'm not sure if you're like just dipping your finger in, if you'll say that. I'm not sure where you draw the line. If I just dip my finger in, will you say that's also the same action? Or you'll say that's a different action, I'm washing my hands. I'm not. You could say going in the water to cool off, that's the action of tefillah. The fact that I put my head under, don't put my head under, that's a quantitative difference. But I could see saying just putting your feet in the water or putting your hands in the water, that's a different, you could argue that's a different Maisa. I don't know where you'll draw the line there, but it's not clear that any tiny bit is just quantity. Just because, but she's saying she went in to cool down. To cool down, you're going in the water. So you're doing the same thing, it's just a matter of do you get your own, do you not get your own, it's not a different action. You know? You say, did you go in this pool today? Yeah, I went in. Oh, did you put your hand under? No, I didn't put my hand under. But you don't say it's like a different action, like, I head under swimming. It's the same thing, it's just a matter of how far in you went. And that's the way you relate to it. It's just that I think since we know that in terms of Tyra, it does zero if you don't get your head under, you think it's a qualitative difference. You could just say that's just a halacha, that the effect only comes about when you do the full action. But in terms of Maisa and Kavana, you just have to be that you're in the Gavra who is involved, the human being, it's a human activity of Tefillah. So it is a human activity of Tefillah. Not vis-a-vis the effect, but you don't need Kavana for the effect. That's the way they're holding. The Kavana for the effect is a necessary kachem, not by holding. Yeah. Okay, good? Yeah. Okay, so I think that's it for this sugya. I mean, the next thing is the Paraduma thing, which is related to this, but it's also a separate point. So I'm going to skip it. So let's do, starting tomorrow and into next week, the next Mishnah, which is totally new thing. It's about Shehiyah. Okay? The Psula of Shehiyah. Okay?